Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Let's go, ladies.
Go.
Lil Jon.
Yeah.
The boy Kel.
Yeah.
This is for my type of girl.
Where y'all at?
All around the world.
Let's go.
Every block.
Hey.
Every club.
Hey.
Every hood.
Hey.
I'm in love.
So sweet, so round, so thick. So nasty, ooh, I love that shit. So smooth, so creamy. God damn it, I must be dreaming. So jiggly, so soft. God damn it, I wanna break you off. So high, you gon' melt. Eat you all up by myself. Girl, I can't wait to unpop ya. Miss Chocolate, stick some after. So taste that, my treat. Miss Chocolate, let me get a little deep. I'm too good for talk up. So good, I won't be some more.
Chocolate City Radio. Tonight is going to be an interesting topic. I decided to do something about relationships. And based on relationships, what defines a good man and what defines a good woman? And the twist part about that is, have you ever been dick or pussy whipped? And I'm sure that there are some people out there that have been dick or pussy whipped once in their life, including myself. I've been dick whipped once, and I married him, and we were married for almost 6.5 years. Then after that, no, it hasn't happened since. So I'm sure some people out there in radio land that can give me some stories and they can give me their definition of a good relationship and what's a good man and what's a good woman. Because I have a friend that's a professional boxer. And we were having a conversation the other night, and he was like, you know what, Chuck, you should let me on your show. And I'm like, why? He said, because I would want to see why women say they want a good man, and when they get one, they don't appreciate them. And I started thinking about that. I'm like, shit, I ain't had a good man come my way yet, so, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can't speak for everybody else. Some people might be able to answer that, but I guess a lot of people want what they want, and then when they get it, is like they feel like it's not what they thought it was, so then they don't appreciate it and hold on to it, or they dog it out, him or her, whatever it may be, or whatever type of relationship it is that you're in. I really can't speak for that because I know if I was blessed with a good person, a good man in my life, I would hold on to him. I would cherish him. I would cater to him. I would treat him like a king. I would, like, be really good to him. But as of right now, I'm single, and I haven't found a good man yet. When I do, y'all be the first to know, because he got to have a lot of characteristics. He got to have looks. Got to have a body. Dick game must be on point. Pockets must be right. And he must be on point mentally. I don't want no weak-ass, whiny man, because it ain't going to work, because I'm going to run over your ass and I'm going to give you the fucking boot and send you on your way. But that's enough of me talking right now. I have some callers that want to get in and voice their opinion, so I'm getting ready to let a caller on the air so they can participate in the chat. Caller 347-65, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's up, Coco, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, this is Jason, the photographer from New York.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, I see you so much, a little show. I never get a chance to recall. I would be busy, so I was driving my son, so I thought I'd just call right quick minute.
Oh, that is so sweet. Thank you. So have you ever been pussy whipped in your life?
Nah. I mean, the females fall in love with me. But I don't really fall for the women like that. Nah, man. It's all a mind
what?
Thing.
What?
It's all a mind thing. You
it's
should know.
It's all a mind thing. What?
You should know.
Oh, we going there?
I mean, you ain't got to go there, but
I know, because you know what? I always blast motherfuckers that's whack. You know what I'm saying? I never give props to anybody that's good. You know what I mean? And that night when we was in New York and you came and you stayed the night with me, that was some good dick. I ain't even going to lie. That's some. I still think about it right now. Like, it is. Shit, when I get back, you know, yeah, I can actually say you're one of the few, like, if I lived in New York and you gave me steady dick, you might have shot hook. Notice I said might. Because your stroke is on, man, Lord have mercy. That brings back memories, like, oh, my God.
See,
damn.
I got your reminiscing.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because I promise you, every week I'm always blasting somebody from New York that's whack. And it's only a few that were good that can... That was good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you definitely can't forget about the few. That's good.
I can't even forget about you. Fuck the others. Wait, damn. Like, you know what? I'm coming to NY soon. Ooh, shit, yeah. Yeah. While we have you online, why don't you tell people what you do? Because I never got a chance to work with you while I was there because I scheduled, you know, in the daytime.
Well, if you want a little bit about myself, I'm a professional photographer. I have my own business. I also go to school for nursing. I have a son. I'm a father, as you know. And, you know, I'm also a businessman. Yeah, I love to have fun every now and then when I have the chance. But most of the time is money. So that's what I'm about. Yeah.
Always on point. You're like focused. The one thing that I noticed when we would have our conversations and talk business, you never steered from that. You know what I'm saying? When we did what we did, business was not involved. That was on our personal time. It was my downtime for my shoots and whatever it is I had going on in New York, and when you wasn't working, doing a family thing or whatever. So, ladies and guys, because I know you deal strictly with a lot of females, he is very professional. He's very stingy with the dick. Only special women get that.
Yeah, you know, you always gotta keep business and personal life different. A lot of people get it confused with the personal life. A lot of people get confused when they have sex. They might let their emotions get the best of them and forget all about the business. But sometimes, but majority of times, it's not really good to mix business with pleasure. Cause a lot of people don't know how to distinguish the two. You know what I mean? So. Sometimes it's better off. But, I mean, you're a cool person, you know what I mean? You come back to New York, definitely you hit me up. Definitely.
Oh,
you know my number.
When I come to New York, you know I have a couple of hits on me because I've been dissing New York niggas left and right talking about their dick game. And, you know,
I saw a few of us out there that's good. I mean, New York is good.
A few?
I mean, it's got to be more than a few. I mean, I'm not a female, so I really can't say, but I know about me. I mean, I know there has to be a lot of us out there. New York got a lot of people out here. It's not just about money. I mean, a lot of people on the game. I'm on my money game, too, but I mean, don't forget, but there's a lot of people out there on the dick game, too. I mean,
yes and no, but it's like, you know, some people can be intimidated in bed, too. Like, they can be, like, coming in there like, yo, I'm about to knock it out the box. And then they get in it, and it's like, damn, this is a different kind of feel. They lose the stroke. They come quick. They embarrassed. Dick don't want to get hard for another hour and a half. And the bitch ready for them to go, but they ain't ready to go because they want to get their game face back. I mean, shit, not that you would have that to worry.
because I already know what a female wants. See, when you're having sex with a female, it's more than sex. A female has to be mentally into you, also physically. And, you know, you also have to be passionate. You have to do all three at one time. You have to please all areas.
That you did very well. I swear, when the sun came up and you had to go, damn. I was like, ain't this a bitch? It was over. Not even say it was over so soon, but morning came too quick. Or we just fucked all night one. I just fucked up which one it was. But,
yeah,
that's why
I had to go to work the next morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, Chica is jumping right now. Like, oh, my gosh. I cannot.
You got to stuff yourself.
You're making me blush. And I didn't even get a chance to bring the pop rock so I could give you that business. And I got some in my car right now because I seen them at the store, and I was gonna eat some tonight just because, you know, I wanted some candy or whatever. But I swear.
Before I got one more thing to say before I forget. I got a party November 20th. I'm gonna have models from Trey Sutton. For Straight Stuntin' Magazine is going to be there. Matter of fact, she's in this month's issue. I ain't going to tell you no names. It'll be a surprise when you get there. I'm trying to manage her, too. So she in this month's issue of K-State Straight Stuntin'. It's going to be November 20th at Club Hoops on Fulton in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, cool.
So look that up. Yeah. So if you're in New York, just come hit that up.
Oh, shit, if I'm not out making my business to try to be up there. You're also on my Ning site, right?
Yeah, I'm also on there. I'll be checking you out every now and then, see what you're about.
No, because I have an event section. So anytime that you're doing something, go on there and event it. Because, you know, I'm damn near, like, over 950 members now. So that would be a good look because a lot of my members are in New York. And everybody supports one another, especially up there.
Oh, all right. So, yeah, I definitely do that.
You have to. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got a photo shoot tomorrow, matter of fact, with a porn star and this model in the Bronx. Supposed to be doing a photo shoot. And I also got two fashion shows to do tomorrow. So I got a pretty busy weekend. You know how I go.
I know, and you called my show, and you gave everybody the first glimpse of my soft side for some good dick, like, for real. And now my co-host got his hand up because he is like, wait a minute, he want to probably get in and say something. He's like, Chop, what? You tell that nigga he got some good dick. You want to tell him motherfucking his shit whack. But, I swear, on my pit bulls, my dogs were there in my heart. It's like my kids, your dick was the, Yeah. That's right. Chocolate City. I'm admitting it. He has some good dick. And if I was still in New York, I would be smashing him every day. Like, ridiculously. He would wake up with the best head ever in life.
That's what's up. I could definitely get into that. Because I do be having long days. I never be having long days.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so blushing over here.
Your head game is good, too.
It's just not that white person that was on the video. Y'all have a... Oh, yeah. See, we should have went ahead and made a tape because that shit would have been a best seller because you got a porn star size dick, like, for real. And you don't have no camera tricks or nothing. The way it looks like in a picture is the way it looks like in person. Like, yeah. Like, you would never see a BBM disc come across my screen about you.
I appreciate that. Same here. Now, I wish you much success and all that. I see you doing your thing out there, you know.
I see
you working hard and all that. Got your little talk show and all that.
Yeah, it's not wrong with that. But, you know, haters motivate me to do greater things.
Well, you always got to think about this. If you got haters, then that means you're doing something right. If you don't have haters, that means you're not doing something right. Because only reason why people hating you is because they don't want to like you or they want what you have. So you have to always remember that. Nobody's going to hit on nobody who's not doing nothing.
I know. I like that. And I'm doing a lot. I got some parties coming up in New York.
Yeah, man, I can't wait for this. I'm waiting for this deal to go through. I just had a meeting yesterday with this guy from Manhattan. He's a producer. He makes films and movies and stuff like that. So I'm supposed to be getting over him again Sunday, and hopefully everything goes good. Have you a nice little look for me and all that. Yeah.
Oh, I wish you well on that, because you know the next time it goes down, we're recording it, right?
Oh, well, that's what's up.
Yeah.
I don't know if I run gummy to camera.
You can use a blindfold. You can use a blindfold. All people gotta know it's you. It's females that been with you and know your body. I won't even put your name. I won't run nothing. I would just say, Mr. Good.
They gonna know who I am by the tattoos on my body.
Oh,
I got
damn.
A tattoo on my chest. Remember? Matter of fact, if you're in New York, in February, that's my birthday month. I'm gonna have I'm thinking about either getting a Lamborghini or a Bentley, so you should come through, have some fun and shit.
February what?
February the 4th. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, my birthday is February the 3rd.
That's what's up.
Oh shit, yes, I will come to New York for my birthday.
Yeah, you should definitely do that.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna have a nice little party.
But I want to let you go.
Thank you so much. Oh, yes, I'm going to most definitely be hitting you up. Matter of fact, BBM me your number because Sprint deleted my shit by accident, and I lost it. But I got you on BBM, so I just need your V card.
All right, cool. So
okay.
I definitely do that.
Okay, you have a good night, sweetie, and thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah, I want you to have a blessed show and blessed life and all that good shit. You know how I do.
Oh, no, thank you. And when I get to New York, I know you're going to bless me again.
Oh, yeah, you'll be double blessed.
Oh, yeah, if only they knew.
Yeah. All right, love.
All right, bye, baby.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to get my other caller on. Hold on. Carlos.
What it do, baby?
Hi, honey.
What's up, sweet mama?
How you doing?
On my way to the Big Apple.
Oh, that's right. For the Rough Rider event.
Kim, me already in the house doing what they're supposed to do.
Oh, my goodness. Did you hear me in the caller? I didn't have anything bad to say. That was some good right there. That's a first for my show, for me to compliment somebody.
Your punk ass to heard something about some good dick, and you done went crazy.
What do you mean? Nah, it was actually good because I had it.
Oh, okay, you had it. Good, okay.
Yeah,
you
that,
went crazy.
That
you
was,
ooh, Lord. You was
going
crazy.
That was good. Lately, I've been getting some whack shit. So when some good shit comes through, I gotta represent. Woo, damn.
Make it happen, then.
Kind of make me want to get in my car and come to New York right now.
Come on. I can blow your back out.
You took your experience already.
I don't need no extends, Nick. I don't do nothing but drink juice and work at the tire place. Slam the tires.
Mm-hmm, Carlos. I could have swore that picture you sent me, you look like you have been doing some shit to enhance it. I could be wrong. You straight dick.
Yeah. You know what you said? It ain't even hard.
I think I was drunk that day. When I seen that picture,
you trying to show off again on the radio? Because I'm going to put your punk ass in your place tonight.
I just got to fuck with you. You got what?
Now, you got motherfuckers listening. You can't be talking greasy about me and people on the line listening.
I'm being nice. Now, the topic of the night, because you was late as usual, we're talking about relationships. What defines a good man? What defines a good woman? And have you ever been whipped?
Everybody been whipped at once upon a time.
I mean,
they might not tell you, but everybody been whipped at once upon a time. You know, and they might have been whipped by some bullshit, but they was just wet behind the ears at the time, so they didn't know. But, shit, I done had some of them motherfuckers. Boy, I'm driving up the hottest street in Cincinnati. Pack, scale, gun, everything. No license. Tags whited out and everything. On 30-day tags, done to have for 3 months. Everything. So I know what you're talking about.
Well, I've only been dick with once, and that was my ex-husband. And we were married for, like, 6.5 years. I mean, I've had some people that have come close, but just couldn't do it. But me, I'll whip the hell out of you. Because
they call me baby dick massage.
Whatever.
I don't believe that.
Oh, no, you're going to have to call some females up so I can hear that. They going to have to tell me, because I ain't saying you lie on your dick, but
hey,
I just don't believe you right now.
You know I got 2 phones. I'll speaker ties this motherfucker.
Yeah, you don't have to, because I need to hear some pussy you done fucked so they can tell me that your shit was just that good.
Oh, shit. Hold on. She think I am. I'm an OG. I don't know what you're talking about.
You can be an OG, but, you know, I need a cosigner for you.
You need a cosigner for me?
My cosigner was already on and left. He already said it was good. Head and puss was good, so I'm straight.
Hey, but, Chuck, though. You told me you was a monster in the head department. I watched your little video. You weren't doing nothing too great now, baby.
Look what I was fucking with. That was not my A-game, baby. That was not my A game. Trust me. When the A game comes out, you will know.
Why do the thing on the video say?
To say it's the A game.
Why do the thing on the video say some shit like awesome, devastating, scandalous score, like you was going ham?
No, it doesn't say that.
What it say? It say
let me
oh,
find
shit.
Out you can't read.
It say head skills or some shit.
It doesn't say that.
Right.
Kind of.
What it say that?
Back well, to the subject at hand.
Okay, get on it.
What is your about? Definition of a good woman?
One that's going to fuck when I tell her to fuck, morning, noon, and night. That's going ain't going to depend on me to do nothing, even though I'm going to make sure it happens. And, you know, just being a woman, just being a woman. Respecting herself.
Okay.
You got something to say, cuz? Tell me. My cousin in the car with me, so he might have something to say. What's your definition of a good woman? Oh, man. Oh, see, I already said what he was going to say. But that's what it do, though.
I mean, I can see that because, I mean, I always be clowning and joking and everything like that, so I never have real talks with everybody so people can understand what I've gone through or whatever. So, I mean, my definition of a good man is someone that's going to be there for you through thick and thin, you know what I'm saying, to do the little things, because to me the little things mean a lot. Rub my feet, massage my stomach when it's that time of the month, you know what I'm saying? Get up in the building and go give me something to drink because I don't want to do it. Or when I come home later than he does, you know, dinner is cooked, you know what I'm saying? We lay in the bed, we talk, or we go out, you know, shit is on point. So, you know, last year I met this guy, and I felt like I had found a good man. You know what I'm saying? My kids liked him, and we had a good time. What are you doing?
Oh, man.
Huh?
I'm listening to you, baby.
Oh, okay. So, you know, we're together.
I'm calling my references, too, while
I'm waiting
on. Huh? I'm calling my references. Oh, hold on. Her voice down box four. Go ahead.
Well, you got to wait till I finish telling my story before you call your references, because I'm going to tell you some real shit.
Okay.
So, you know, 2 months into the relationship, not even 2 months into the relationship, you know, like a couple weeks into the relationship, I realized, like, some shit ain't right. You feel me? Like, this nigga is, like, you know, he'll use my car because he didn't have one. I didn't discriminate against him. And he would be leaving and coming back hours later, you know what I'm saying? People telling me little different things when we go out, how he hollering at females and stuff like that. And when I would confront him, he would get mad. So, it's like, to make a long story short, this man that I thought was a good man turned out to be crazy. Like, we fucked every day. We fucked like 3-4 times a day.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. See, you know, with the exception of a few, women fuck because they like a motherfucker. Niggas fuck because they just horny. So, like I told my sister the other day, she wanted to kill her boyfriend. That nigga going to get some outside pussy all the time. Point blank. That's what it is. You can give a nigga all the pussy that he can handle, and he can't handle no more. And trust and believe, he going to get some outside pussy.
Oh, I believe that. My motto, a man is going to be a man, whether he do the right thing or the wrong thing. But when you get caught, man to fuck up and be a man about it. I had no problems with that, but my thing was, for some reason, he's doing him, right? I would go to work, come home. I hadn't started being Chuck Mommy like that. I had started doing modeling, but that was about it. This nigga starts hand-checking me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like he goes from being this perfect guy to being my worst nightmare. When I tell you that this motherfucker fucked me up 4 times and he even cut and stabbed me. And people are like, well, why'd you stay with him? No, I didn't stay with him. I put papers on him and everything, but what people fail to realize is you got to go from point A to point B, and motherfuckers can hop out on you. A restraining order only works when it's served. And when you call the police, you got to wait for the motherfuckers to get to where you're at. And by the time they get there,
motherfucker is gone. And you know what he told me after he came home from prison? Because I sent his ass to prison. Because you can't just do that. He told me the pussy was too good. If I whipped your ass to the point where you had to beat my ass because you were fucking up and you had to cut and stab me, you need to jack your dick for the rest of your natural born life.
See, that's why I stay away from all that good pussy shit. I don't want no motherfucker with that pussy in here too good. Because I ain't finna be driving on motherfucking fire escapes and shit. Looking at one. I ain't going out like that. Fuck that. If that shit too good, I'ma wing myself out for you quick.
I mean, you can. But, I mean, I guess it goes back to the mental, the state of mind that a male or a female is in. Because you can meet a woman and everything can be fine, but mentally, she's not ready for you. So you can dick her down really good, and she can just lose focus and just do some dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how stalkers are made, because females can't handle good dick, or they can't handle how a man treats them. He may have done something that normal men wouldn't do, or he might do something with the kids and embrace them as his own and everything like that, and they just
lose
their
mind. Guess what, baby?
Yeah?
That's why I don't give it all to them at one time. See, if you give them your whole work at one time, that causes stalkerness.
But what you may feel may be your C game, your D game, or your F game might be your A game to that bitch. You feel me?
I don't want to bring my A game because that causes stalkerness.
Yeah, but I mean, if she got a weak mind, it wouldn't matter if you gave her the A game. You could have gave that bitch no game at all and just talked to her. You could have kissed her. If that bitch crazy, that kiss could trigger her to be a stalker. It ain't necessarily got to be that you digged her down or anything like that. You could have took this bitch to Red Lobster or Outback, and she used to go into Checkers.
Yeah, well, that could happen too, but, you know, that's why you just don't put it down.
Or you being a rough ride, you could have rolled her on the back of your bike. She could be
hooked. Yeah, but, you know, well, in my mind, that's what I do. I just don't put it down so raw, you know. I don't want no problems.
I feel you, but with different people, you just don't know, because you can be a strong-minded individual, I can be a strong-minded individual, and the people that we're dealing with may look like they're strong-minded individuals, but they got stuff going on, and you'd be like, damn, when I first met you, you was a good woman, you was a good man. Then next thing you know, after 3-4 months of being with him, that damn goodness is gone. You be like, what the fuck? You wake up one morning and be like, what the hell? You roll over and look at her or look at him. Motherfucker don't look at her like they did when they first got you, because they'll be like, man, I got her. I got him now. Shit, I can show my true colors now.
Yeah, I feel that.
And you just be like, we have somebody that's trying to get in and speak. Hold on one second.
You know, my crew, you know they're going to call.
Hello.
I know.
Hello. You.
Hey, 410, you're on the air. 424?
Hello.
Yeah, it's L Boogie. Yo, what's going on?
Hey, L, how you doing?
Ain't nothing. You more in the building. What are we talking about today, ladies and gentlemen?
We're talking about relationships. What's your definition of a good man or a good woman? And have you ever been pussy whipped? And for women, have you ever been dick whipped?
Hello.
A good relationship?
Yeah.
That's a chick that just shuts the fuck up after y'all had sex. That's in my book.
What's up, Boogie? It was an L.
Yes, L Boogie, nigga. What the fuck was?
Did you come to New York, nigga?
Nah, y'all can't. Y'all got the baby shower tomorrow. You already know what it is, man.
Oh, man.
I hear y'all niggas in the car on the way over there, though, ain't y'all? I can hear the wind passing your window.
No, we got the windows up. We got the arrow. We're in the 300 doing like we do.
Y'all niggas ain't doing
nothing. you got to be quiet because he got to finish explaining that subject. A good woman is somebody that shuts the fuck up.
I got to let my brother, talk to me for life, bro.
PME, you're right. No, I'm just saying, yo, sometimes y'all females, y'all just talk too goddamn much. Sometimes it's better off just to shut up and not say nothing and just let it go. For instance, what's the point of you coming to my room at 2 o'clock in the morning because I done left the toilet seat up? Bitch, look it before you sit. You ain't got to say nothing. Just put it down.
Or have a wet pussy, one of the two.
Yeah, hey, if you got wet pussy, then I'll never beef with you. If you swallow, got a wet pussy, and you know what the fuck you doing, I'll never fight with you.
Hey, but guess what, though, L? L, if they running off at the throat too much, it ain't enough dick in their mouth. So that's the only thing to shut them up.
You know
that's
what?
True.
No. Hell no. See,
now you
want to
put me on
what
mute
I'm
again,
talking
huh?
about. See, now I'm not going to put you on mute.
All right, hold on. Let's ask her a question.
You're being a male supremacist. You're being a male supremacist.
How do you get your man to shut the fuck up?
Say what?
How do you get your man to shut the fuck up?
Well, when he steps in my presence, that motherfucker is already trained, so it's nothing to do. He already knows his role and he plays his position.
Yeah, I know you got some suckers, whoever you fuck with, because I ain't going to bow down to nobody. Only person I don't bow down to the police or nobody.
It's not about
bowing
down.
Nigga, I don't even bow down to my mother, nigga. Are you serious?
You talking about a motherfucker know their place. I mean, that's some...
Right.
And then you call me a male supremacist. You a fucking female supremacist. Look what y'all did to me last week. You let Honeybee get to the trick bag. And Honeybee gonna get that patch of hair snatched out your damn head. You know some female supremacist shit. What?
But my thing is, when you meet people and you tell them what you expect from them at the gate, then you shouldn't have any problems. You know what I'm saying? You meet a
well,
dude.
That's a different topic
in its whole entirety, though. Because if you're going to be up front with a chick and honest with it, let her know what it is. But now, if you over there trying to fuck a nigga and then try and make a relationship out of it, that's your dumb ass for even trying to do so anyway.
I'm not going to do that because I'm just going to tell him what he's worth to me. You are worth me busting one and get the hell alone.
A real relationship isn't about sex. It isn't about none of that. It's about loving that person so damn much that you just learn to back off. You be like, you know what, I ain't even going to say nothing right now. When you start swallowing your own pride, that's when you know you're in a real relationship because that's the person that you like, damn, yo. This bitch just pissed me the fuck off. But damn, I love that bitch. When you start saying some shit like that, that's when you know you love somebody.
I mean, I agree 100%. Because then it's like you learn to pick your battles and stuff like that. Or it's just like, to me, a real relationship is when you are mentally on point with one another. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I can speak for you or think for you, but I'll know what you like, what you don't like, and I know what pleases you, and vice versa. So it's like when we're sitting at home, it's the little things that I do
like
that you ain't
please,
even got
like,
to say.
How would you like to
I
please me?
Like. What?
How would you like to please me?
That's what it's all
coming
about.
Coming to Fayetteville?
Come
are you coming to Fayetteville on Halloween?
Oh, shit, I can't. You ready to make me fucking not pay rent to go down Fayetteville? Don't play with me, goddammit. Lights be turned off in this motherfucker. Niggas be...
Well, guess what? We'll tell you all about what you missed. We'll tell you everything
bullshit.
That you missed. Because actually, I'm going to come to y'all event on Halloween, and we're going to do the show live, and we're going to have it on webcam. We're going to tiny chat it. Everything. And then,
well, I'm
going to
be
know?
Looking on the web, looking at y'all with my penis in hand on my couch.
Hey, I got people trying to get in.
Okay, we're getting them in.
Your girl Terry trying to get in. She's down from 4427.
I mean, 4427?
Baby D, Cherry.
Okay,
baby
T. Hold on 1 second.
Baby D, the bully.
Hold on. Yeah, because I need
goddamn
a female
bully,
perspective.
Yo. I'm talking about her before she get on the phone, because then I ain't going to be able to talk no more.
She all right.
Hi.
She all right.
Cherry.
Yeah, you gonna call me Baby D?
You know what do I call you?
You punk motherfucker.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? She a bully, y'all.
I ain't a bully. Y'all some bullshit. That's what it is. How about that?
Now, what
was the topic?
Relationship. What is your definition of a good man, and have you ever been dick whipped?
Okay, dick whipped, negative. Waiting for the cat that can do that. Y'all know somebody? Oh, let me.
You lying. You know you were standing in line buying Space Jam Jordans just the other day for a nigga. Stop lying.
You's a motherfucking lie. I don't stand nowhere for nobody. Don't get it twisted. A real relationship. Well, first off, all relationships.
Well, you to the back end anyway.
Shut the fuck up, Carlos. I'm talking.
I'm smack. Yeah. All right, go ahead, baby.
Carlos, she's talking. Let's be nice.
We're trying to get on the road. I'm putting my phone on mute.
First of all, a real relationship, the main thing you got to have is trust and communication. If you got somebody that's willing to stand with you and y'all can work things out, y'all can willing to build things together, and he ain't out on some dumb shit, and she ain't out on some dumb shit, then y'all stand a chance of having a decent relationship. It's not about the sex and shutting this person up and putting a dick in a pussy lip in somebody else's mouth. That's not even what a relationship is about. That's just my opinion.
Thank
all right, Dr.
You.
Phil. Hey, but Cherry, answer me something.
What's that,
man? And tell the truth about it.
I most certainly will.
Is sex 85-90% of the relationship?
Is what?
Is sex 85-90% of the relationship?
You said checks?
Sex.
Sex, baby, sex.
Oh, sex.
S-E-X.
My bad, dog. No, I don't think it's 85% of the relationship.
So you telling me you'd be in a relationship with a dude and his penis is 2 inches long and he lasts 2.8 seconds and you going to be in a relationship as long as he got good communication and so on and so forth? Is that what you're saying?
See, here's the problem right there. Everybody want to base their relationship on how good the sex is or how big the dick is or how wet the pussy is. That has nothing to do with a relationship. It's
but
like
this.
If you
have
cold toes, son, I was asking a question. Shut the fuck up.
Now, that's why I asked that question, see? Now,
but no, I do believe sex is a portion of a relationship, but when you're not having sex, you got to have something else. You all have to be able to connect on a level outside of the physical, because if that's all you got, then you just got somebody you fucking. You're not in a relationship with them. You're fucking.
Hey, that's relationship.
But
see,
bottom line is, you got somebody that you connect with on
it's
other
just levels,
levels
of
they just need help in the sex department, you're going to do one of two things. You're going to, and, you know, pick your poison. Either you're going to step off because you can't get satisfied, or you're going to work with whomever you're with. Everybody has to learn something. Everybody doesn't know everything. So a little training, if your ego can handle it, or if her ego can handle it, y'all can work the sex thing out. But
so
if you're
telling me,
your relationship,
you work
the
sex thing out with
how sex is, you're not in a relationship.
Hold on. Now listen to this. So you telling me you with a nigga, right?
I'm with a nigga, right?
Y'all arguing or something about some petty ass shit. Y'all don't get along, whatever, right? If the dick ain't no good, the tongue ain't no good, you're going to be like, fuck this nigga. But if it's that shit good, you're going to be like, I can't stand this motherfucker, but he be wetting my back up.
Let me tell you something, Pumpkin. For me, that's not going to work. I don't do drama. I don't have time for argument and pettiness. If that's what we're going to keep doing, I don't give a damn how good the sex is, because what you have to realize, however good your sex is, there's somebody out there whose sex is better.
My little cousin going crazy. He slammed his bottle and everything.
So if we constantly arguing and having issues, then there's no need for me to be there. I can find sex anywhere. So
and
if
you
your sex
that
is good,
yourself.
That means somebody else's sex out there is better. That's just how I feel. I can wet my own back up. I don't need his help.
So what you use to wet your own back up?
Hmm?
Yeah.
You got something you want to say?
Yeah, all right. What you said was total complete bullshit, first of all.
You a motherfucking laugh.
I'm going to call it how I see it. It's bullshit. And I'm going to tell you how it's bullshit.
Please tell me, because I got to know.
You can meet the finest, sexiest nigga alive that treats you like a fucking queen, mm-hmm. regardless. You say jump this nigga, say how high. You say go to the store and get me a fucking cherry Slurpee. This nigga drives a 7-Elevens to get you a fucking Slurpee.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I'm
if
just,
that nigga comes home
first.
And you feeling freaky and he ain't doing shit for you, granted, you said you can do it on your own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that bullshit ain't the same thing as a nigga breath on your back. It ain't the same as having some masculine-ass hands on your back.
Mm-hmm.
So you might not say the sex is a part of the relationship or
I didn't
be.
Say it wasn't. I said it is. It's just not the whole relationship. That's what I said.
But regardless of it, you still going to step out.
Why
you're
going to
step
I don't
out
need to
because
be in a
you know what? You're going
to
be like, man, this nigga
out,
is not taking care of this.
Why am I in a relationship to start with?
You said what?
If I'm going to step out, why am I in the relationship to start with?
Exactly. So what you're saying, though, is that sex is not a key in the relationship, but it really is.
I didn't say, listen, God damn it, I didn't say it wasn't. I said it wasn't everything. There's a difference.
It's got to be something major in a relationship. It might not be the whole thing, but it's going to play a very integral part of the relationship. You see,
well, then at that point, if the sex is that bad, then like I said, you're going to make one or two decisions. You're going to step off or you're going to try to work with him, help him get his shit up, you know, get his freaking.
But how you
going to
work with a nigga with a little dick? You going to buy him some extends? You going to buy him some of the Miracle Cream?
We're just talking about a dude with a little dick because I've had some dudes with big dicks, and I can tell you one thing is for certain. I was not satisfied. That shit was not good. So
my
I don't care if it's big and you can't do shit with it, it defeats the motherfucking purpose. If you're average size and you can still do the job, we good.
My penis is little. I'm about 2.5 inches.
I mean, yeah, because the way you keep talking about small dicks, I know you somewhere along that line.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you must have
give Boogie your cell phone number, and I'm going to take a picture right now and send it to you.
Hey, go to Boogie.
336-254-0939.
Hold on. 336-254. Mm-hmm.
0939. And don't be angling the camera to the left or to the right trying to make this shit look anaconda. I'm already hip to them damn camera tricks, motherfucker.
Not at all. Not at all.
Well, I have to reboot my computer so I can bring some more people on. My internet don't want to act right, so I have to reboot it. So, you know, y'all keep going at it. And I know Carlos is like, damn it, I'm on mute. But, Carlos, I put you on mute because we heard a baby. You know, children ain't allowed. So I'm going to bring you back on when I come back up. You know, Carlos can't stand that.
Who? Lowe's? That nigga crazy. That's my nigga, though.
I'm going to need him to seek counseling. He need to lay on somebody's couch.
He don't get help at Charlie. He needs to get help somewhere.
Y'all niggas is crazy.
Okay, I'm coming back up.
She got a Dell.
No, that's an HP.
Y'all niggas is crazy.
Your ass is crazy.
You know I'm fucking psycho. I ain't got no problem saying it.
Oh, yeah, because I heard when you do mess with a female, all she can get is $50 off your food stamp card. That shit was hilarious.
Shit, if that bitch be lucky if she get 50. I might go get her some steamed crabs, if that, yo.
Oh, just some steamed crabs, that's it.
L, I'm going to need you to, I'm going to need you to, I don't even know what I'm going to need you to do. You need to get your mind right. What is wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with my mind, man?
You got some screws loose, some marbles missing. I mean, I don't understand.
Why do I have to have screws loose and marbles missing? Just
I don't know why you have to have it, baby. I'm just letting you know what you got. Some screws loose and some marbles missing.
They ain't loose and they ain't missing. They just taking a break.
They just not there.
Ever. They just taking a break. I mean, sometimes when, you know what I'm saying, you wound up too tight, sometimes you got to loosen it up just to relax.
Oh, okay, because you impressed me on BBM the other day. You said, you know, one thing that would, you just had one comment that was just great, and then you're talking,
oh, you're talking about, all right, I mean, I tell them on the air, too. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing. I mean, there's a difference, all right? There's L Boogie. You can get L Boogie. You can get Elvin. You know what I'm saying? Elvin is the government. L Boogie's, you know what I'm saying? That's me on my shit. The first one that I sent out when they said, what is making love to you? Making love to me is when you want a mental, spiritual, physical connection with a woman. You know what I'm saying? You want the same plateau everywhere. It's equal. You know what I'm saying? It's not just, oh, I'm going to get my nut and I'm out. You're there with a purpose to make your boo, your person, whatever, however the fuck you swing, you're trying to make them happy to the fullest extent. You're not trying to just get your nut and get out. You're trying to take them to another plateau. It's not even an in-body experience. That's some out-of-body experience shit. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, those very same things, physical, can still apply to a relationship. Those same components that you name for making love.
Of course.
Apply to
an actual
relationship.
I ain't on no Elvin shit right now. I'm on L Boogie shit right now.
You know what? You just on some shit right now. That's just what
I'm a Gemini, damn it. I'm bipolar, and I fucking use my damn excuses, okay?
Take your pills, damn it.
I don't got pills, nigga.
Do your inhaler.
Carlos, you're back on.
What to do?
Hey, yo, Bug.
What up, bruh?
You ain't got kids in the car with you, do you?
Nah, that's my little cousin, man. We taking stuff out the car. We ain't even got on the road yet. We about to get on the road in a minute.
Nigga, you ain't getting to New York till next Tuesday.
Well, you know I'm always late, so shit, it wasn't them.
Yeah, you ain't lying. You got the Baltimore late as a bitch and then go and try and park the car crooked underneath the motherfucking lobby and shit.
You know, that's what I do. I do what I want to do. Some people do what they can. I can't help that.
That's what's up.
Okay, well, hold on. I have some more callers that want
to
express themselves.
Yeah,
man,
I'm going to let them talk. I'm going to let them talk today. And if they say something out of line, then, you know, I'm going to let them have it.
812-987, you're on the air.
What's up? It's your boy, Ricky Bobby.
Oh, Lord.
What's up, Jesus?
Well, shut down the fucking shop.
It's your boy, Ricky
Bobby.
There
goes the neighborhood.
Hey, Ricky Bobby, the reason why I'm late to New York, everybody. Ricky
hey.
Was told that he's been calling me all week talking about, you took our work, bro? You took our work? And then I take our work Friday and Saturday. This nigga can't even get out of work.
Hey, listen, Ricky Bobby's an Army recruiter, and his boss didn't let him off. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
Well, we want to know, what's your definition of a good relationship, and have you ever been pussy with?
I'm not about no good relationship. He ain't never had one.
Hey, I'm gonna be honest with you. I never.
Nasty for his motherfucking self. Thank you, Ricky Bobby.
This is Ricky Bobby. Hey, I never been in a good relationship. I must honestly say that.
I told you.
Hey, but you know, I just.
What's
you
wrong
know,
with you?
Nothing wrong with me. You know, I just like playing the streets. You know, I just. You know, variety is a spice of life. You know what I'm saying? But I know what a healthy relationship. I know what I'm looking for, though.
What you looking for,
okay.
Bro?
Okay, I'm just looking for somebody out there. You know that I'm saying that just willing to make the same sacrifices that I'm gonna make for them. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I would like to see that sex is a major part of the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Without, I'm telling you right now because. I've broken girls off because the sex wasn't good. So, I mean, sex
that's
is
cool,
a.
Right there,
I mean, you broken girls off because the sex wasn't good.
Yeah, I broke the relationship off. Like, I was trying to like get into a relationship and the sex wasn't good. I was trying to work where to work with her, and shit didn't work out. But a healthy relationship, I mean, is.
It didn't work
out. The little baby was crying.
It didn't work out.
Yeah, I muted Carlos, so you go ahead and take care of that. So, Ricky Bobby, did you tell her that her cooch wasn't good? Did you try to help her make it better, or you was just like, fuck it, I'm done?
I'm like, fuck it, I'm done. Like, I try to work with her, you know, because everybody knows Ricky Bobby's a freak, man. Anybody, any real rough rider, man, you know. But, so,
okay,
hey,
so
I
was
tried...
she a rough rider or a civilian?
Nah, she was a civilian. She no
okay,
rough rider.
But she know how you get down being a rough rider.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, if you're a rough rider, you're not Ricky Bobby, get down. So, everybody know, you know, so I was real patient, you know, with these ladies, you know, but I'm just saying, you know, Ricky's a freak.
These ladies?
Right.
How many ladies was it?
You know, I'm talking about, well, bad in bed. I'm talking about, like, maybe two or three. I'm not talking a lot of women because, you know, if it was a lot of women, then after a while, you got to start looking at yourself. So it ain't that many. You know what I'm saying?
Before you realize it was a reflection of you and your dick that could be whack.
Nah, hell, I'm Ricky Bobby. Everybody know. Oh, come on, I'm the truth. Everybody know that.
You
know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell nah. Oh, okay, wait a minute. Let me take a drink because I'm about to fuck you up in a minute. Look out,
hey,
Ricky Bobby.
I'm Ricky Bobby, baby. You ain't heard about me?
Nah, I ain't heard about you, but evidently you ain't heard about me either, so what's good?
What's good? You on the air with Ricky Bobby, baby. Well, whoever, Carlos, I bet you give me his number, man. I'm going to be on this shit all the time.
Well, Ricky Bobby, we have a female caller that want to get at you. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Street. Well, hold on. I gotta wait for my Red. Yeah, I know.
Ricky Bobby, they ain't ready for you, bruh.
Hey, this is Rick, baby. Hey, Carlos, where you at?
Nah, Carlos ain't dead, nigga. This is L Boogie, y'all.
Oh, what's up, man?
Ain't shit was pop, my G.
Oh man, you know how I do it, man. Hey, one of these days, man, me and you gonna meet, man.
Oh, you already know I'm planning on going out Kentucky soon. You know my pops out there. You already know that.
In Louisville?
He's out actually Fort Knox.
What? That's what I'm staying at right now, man.
Oh, where?
Yeah. But I'm about to leave. I'm about to go to Fort Gordon, and I don't know where they can station me at. But I always see your BBM, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know I'll be wilding out doing my thug thizzle sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Ricky Bobby is on BBM, and I don't have his pen. Oh, my goodness.
Hold on. You want BBM, but I don't want got your pen.
Oh, my God. Carlos is so stingy.
Hey,
well,
who's
on BBM?
Who's
Carlos
who's
is pen-blocking.
What you say, Ricky Bobby?
Hey, you know me?
You want to know who this girl
is
right here?
Yeah, I know you. I almost cut you in Knoxville, dog.
You almost cut me? Who's this?
Cherry.
Who?
Cherry.
Cherry, your name is Cherry?
Like the fruit,
Cherry,
down.
Nigga. Northern VA, yo. Stay L and all that.
And you almost had to cut me in Knoxville?
Yeah, I did with your drunk ass.
No, real. Hey, you saw it. Y'all saw the ladies on me in Knoxville. Y'all knew who they wanted.
This nigga said y'all knew. That's because I wasn't dead. Nigga, that's the whole purpose.
You got me fucked up for real, like.
Don't
Cherry,
nobody get no shine when I'm around. You know that. It's a photo shoot.
Okay, Gucci.
I mean, shit. You got people on the phone. They can tell you. And when I'm around, it's a photo shoot. Everybody want to know Corleone. It's Carlos time.
I'm waiting for me to fit in at a good time. I don't know.
I mean, say what you gotta say, Cherry.
All right. Has any Ricky Bobby ever been pussy whipped, brother?
Have I ever been pussy whipped?
Yeah.
Yeah. I must admit, I've been pussy whipped before.
What
that's
my
nigga, boy.
That
that's why
right
I fuck
bro.
With that nigga, boy. Hey, man, I was dealing with this red bone, man. And, man. Carlos, you met it.
Hey, leave me out of it, bro.
Hey.
Okay, you was messing with the red bone, and what happened?
I was turned on it. Oh, man, she got that. Whew, my. Hey, she got
she had
hey,
that
she
voodoo,
the
son.
She the truth, man.
She
the truth,
man.
She
put that squizzard on it. She put that squirt on it.
I know,
she squirted
man.
On you, Ricky Bobby. You fell in love because she squirted on you, son.
Nah, not the squirting chicks, Carlos. Not her, dog. Not her, dog.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Not the squirting chick. But nah. Just, I've been pussy whipped, and, man, it's not fun, man. It was like I was so addicted to the pussy. Like, I had to get some, like, as soon as I got off from work, I had to get some pussy before I go to bed, like, in the middle of the night. Like, I was just addicted to that, man.
Pussy,
man.
You like that anyway.
Man,
you don't do that anyway.
Your ass.
Someone
called addicted. Damn.
Hey, but that's Ricky Bobby. See, that's my partner, right? I'm going to tell you about Ricky Bobby. Ricky Bobby is the man. You know what I'm saying? He's the dance floor king, and he knocks him. You know, he getting up on the level and everything. But Ricky Bobby gets too drunk with him. And I don't mean drunk like drunk in the flesh, even though he do that too. I mean, me myself, if I like you, if you all right, we can do the world together. But you ain't going to mistreat me. You ain't going to misuse me. You ain't going to do none of that. Not to the kid.
I see.
Hey, Bobby, be cuffing him, yo. He just called you a cuffer on live radio, son. Don't let this nigga call you a loving baby. You be loving the baby,
cuffer.
Joe?
No. Hey.
I ain't saying cuffer. I just said that's how he is, you know. He being a romantic like me.
No, listen. Hey, I'm Ricky Bobby, y'all. And y'all know when y'all see me out of town, y'all know they be trying to cuff Ricky. I be like, nah, girl. It be all over Ricky.
Okay, Ricky Bobby, are you going to be in Fayetteville on Halloween? That's all I want to know. Are you going to be in Fayetteville on Halloween?
No. He is part of the club.
I'm not going to be in Fayetteville.
Ricky Bobby, she want to know if you're going to be in Fayetteville because she's trying to get some dick, nigga. Listen to what the girl saying.
No, I'm just trying to see what's all this talk about. That's it.
Hey,
like I said, Ricky Bobby, she's trying to get some dick, nigga. That's cold. Nigga, that's cold.
I'm making it up to Carlos. I'm taking Carlos to Columbus. I'm taking Carlos to Columbus.
Bye. I don't even want to talk to you no more. I'm going to put somebody else over.
704-277, you are mine. Look, bro, you come to us to get some dick. Don't make us try to come to you. What kind of shit is that?
What you mean?
Yeah, me, baby.
I'm coming to y'all in Fayetteville any motherfucking way. What is you saying?
Well, you want to be there, we're going to be in Columbus.
Okay, well, that's too fucking bad. You're going to be there, but other motherfuckers are going to be in Fayetteville. And that's where I'm going to be. So we'll send you some footage.
Lock that door, cuz.
And you send me some footage, and I ain't talking about from the party. I'm talking about the after party in the hotel room.
Oh,
I am nasty, and I like to watch.
Who is 704-277?
Lucky. 704-277, goddammit, you on the line.
How y'all doing? This is Lucky.
What I do when I come over here, I fuck the cookies up, don't I?
Hi, Lucky, how are you?
I'm fine. Do I hear those PME niggas on the line?
Where the fuck we go? This lame ass nigga Lucky. Hey, yo, Lucky.
Hey, hold on, Chuck, hold on. Get that cornball off the line, Chop.
Hey, I don't want to talk about being romantic and shit. Y'all supposed to be some pimp.
Get the fuck
out of
here.
Is that the cornball from Charlotte?
That's Lucky.
Yeah, is that cornball?
It's the dude from Charlotte.
Is that the cornball that was mad because he got put out of PME because they weren't going hard?
Come on, man.
Hey, Cheyenne, baby.
Come here. Hey, Carlos.
What up?
Hey, Carlos, you got to say name. I got Charlotte on lock, boy.
Well, look, I got to go. My knees just came up in the joint, man.
You ain't got to get on lock.
It was nice talking to you.
It's Boogie. I got to go.
I got the world on lock.
You can send me that picture.
I did. Check your cell phone, girl.
I sure will. As soon as I get off.
It's Ricky Bobby, baby. This is Ricky Bobby, man.
We're unlucky. Unlucky on the phone still?
Lucky?
Yes, he is.
Lucky is still on the phone. Lucky don't run from me. I'm a one-man army. I don't need no crew to have my back.
Let me ask one question while we're online.
All right.
What if you feel like that, bro, why did you want to be a part of PME?
I didn't want to be a part of PME. Are you crazy? Them cornballs y'all got in there?
You have PME on your name.
You crazy as hell if I had PME on my name. You must make me read it right. It says Lucky, Sergeant Arms Shaw, and that's all it ever say. I've never been pussy whipped, and my definition of a good woman. Yeah, fuck out of here with that. My definition of a good woman is a lady you don't have to tell to handle her business when she's out in the street or doing, you know what I'm saying, doing her job, whatever. You ain't got to keep telling her the same thing over and over again. But then when y'all get home, she's like a porn star. That's my definition of a good woman.
Wow. And what's your definition of a good relationship?
Somebody ain't got to tell her to do stuff all the time. They just do it because they know it's the right thing to do. And then she already know when I ain't feeling right, she just go ahead and do what she got to do to please me.
Wow. So what do you do to please her in a relationship, in a good relationship?
Whatever it takes. If I walk in the house and I see you feeling like shit, if it takes me taking you out somewhere to make you feel good, or it takes me to pull your pants down and handle my business, I'm going to do that.
What? But
that's my definition. That's how I get down with mine.
Okay, Lucky, you're a real beast there.
He still ain't PME.
Nah,
we gonna let Lucky ride because Lucky is still our brother, man. I just said, you know how I am. I get real defensive when somebody talk about me and my crew, boy.
Can Lucky admit that Ricky Bobby got Charlotte on lock?
Fuck no.
You know what, Ricky Bobby, I'm tired of hearing about you. You need to shut up or put up. Now, Lucky, getting back to you because you're close.
I'll tell you what you doing next weekend, Chuck? Because me and Ricky Bobby, we'll make sure we meet you halfway. Now what?
I have an appointment next weekend. I have some things going on. Yes.
Hey, because we ain't going to talk about it. We're going to be about it.
What's your name, Chocolate?
Well, you wasn't a... Yes, Chalk Mommy. Excuse me, Carlos. If you hadn't had some things to come up last week, you could have been about it when, Augusta is not that far for me.
You weren't coming to Augusta.
You don't know what the fuck I was going to do.
Hey,
watch your mouth,
Augusta?
Boy. If I washed out with some Don dishwashing liquid.
Hey, why wasn't you in Augusta? Why wasn't you in Augusta?
They had the anniversary, didn't they?
She wasn't in Augusta.
No, she's saying if I would have made it to Augusta, she was going to come down there. But,
With
the situation with my aunt and everything, so that's what stopped me.
Okay. But did she hear about me in Augusta?
I'll be on Halloween weekend, Friday night, popping it off with the rough
guys. You know what? Just because I'm a baller, I might show up down to Fayetteville Friday. And then, hold on now, I got to go to a wedding. Ain't that the 23rd?
Well, fuck, I don't hear Fayetteville.
No, Halloween weekend, sweetie. Halloween
Lucky
weekend, the last weekend of the month.
Okay, as soon as I leave my aunt's birthday party, I'll be there.
Hey, all right, well, Carlos, since you a baller, Western Union me some money so I can go to New York.
Hey, Carlos.
Why you ain't ride with your crew?
Say what?
Hey, Carlos.
Why you ain't go with your crew? You know I had you when we got there.
Because
hey,
I had to work, so I wasn't going to come until tomorrow, but I don't like I'm coming at all now.
Hey, Carlos.
Oh, okay.
Carlos,
what up,
help me out, man. Hey,
what's up, brother?
I know that voice. What's her name again?
That chair, the one came in the room with the knife, going to cut me because I beat up that girl.
Oh, okay.
And I told you to go get my gun, and you ain't about a drunk standing still. Ben.
Oh, that was you? That was you in the room, Lucky?
Lucky on the phone?
No, not Lucky. Not Lucky. That was Ricky Bobby.
Oh, I know. That's right. I said I almost cut him in the room because he tried to kiss me in the bathroom.
I tried to get you. Oh, yeah.
He seen all that ass and went crazy, didn't he?
Oh,
what's
up? All right,
okay. Hold on, y'all. We have another caller that's trying to get in.
Okay.
336-837, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's good? It's your boy, KB.
It's who?
Hey.
KB.
Oh.
How you doing?
I'm good. Oh, you know who I am.
I do?
You need to wake up, bro. You need to wake up. You sound like you're asleep.
That's your sexy voice.
Ain't nobody
sleep.
Hey, ain't nobody sleep. It's birthday weekend, so I'm just wilding out. But, you know who I am. It's your boy.
I do.
It's your birthday.
My birthday is Sunday, but I'm going to celebrate early.
Where are you going? This is some of my people. Where are you going tonight?
See, right now, I don't even know where I'm going, but I know tomorrow we'll be in Tennessee.
Tennessee? Oh, okay.
Hey, wherever
you go, do it big. Wherever you go, make it big.
Yeah, you know it's out for so all day. But, little mama, I've been hearing you.
Where are you going, Cheyenne?
You ain't telling the truth. You ain't telling mama what truth.
I'm going to be walking in and out of here.
Y'all being disrespectful, mute. Okay, what you say, sweetie?
I said, I've been listening to you on here, and you ain't being fully honest.
What you mean?
What I mean, yo, I mean, I used to talk to you on the phone. Conversation was good. Seen you one day, everything was love. But then what happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
What happened? You didn't even return none of the phone calls. You've been avoiding me and everything. But,
what do you mean I've been avoiding you? I am a busy person. I don't avoid anybody.
Yo, we talked on the phone before we even met up. You told me your full schedule that whole weekend, you was free. You know, before we even met up, you were like, I'm going to come down there and chill with you. We're going to get together and this. But when we meet up, everything good. You know, we still the same way. But I called you the next day. What happened? No phone call, no answer, no nothing.
Wow. That's a BBM blast right there.
You cool people and everything, but you ain't been 100% honest, Ma.
What you mean I'm not being 100%? Because I didn't call you the next day. I didn't what?
Nah, fellas, if y'all understanding what I'm saying,
Right.
The whole conversation was, we're going to get together this whole weekend. You know, I got to go up to New York for a little photo shoot there. Then, a few weeks later, I'm going down to Florida. I got to do something there. Okay, cool. Then you were like, you coming with me? Yeah, Ma, I'm going with you. Yeah, go ahead and set it up for me. Take your days off.
What, the Florida?
You don't remember? You don't recall that? You don't even remember me? Oh, okay. But check this out.
No, to Florida?
Look. Check your Facebook. You know who I am. You about to see. I'm about to leave you a message on your Facebook.
Okay, do that.
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
Okay.
Dang, dude. This is...
Damn.
Damn, son. Where'd you find that mixtape?
I don't think I want to meet you, feelings
are cool people, You see cool people. She cute as fuck, but she cool people. I mean, she might not hold to a word, but she cool people.
Ooh. What did I do my word? I still don't have a message. I don't see anything.
Hold on.
You say you're going to be in Fayetteville or Halloween?
Yeah, I am, because I've been wanting PME and Rough Riders to do the show with me on Fridays, and y'all been having many events somewhere else. So what I decided to do was, on Friday I'll just come down there and we'll just do it live and we'll tiny chat it. Can't seem to get the hang of Ustream.
Okay.
And do it that way.
Well, look,
everybody's
gonna
be
down there
this weekend.
Fairview, that's our family week or some shit like that for North Carolina. So I'll definitely be there.
I should have hit it when I had the chance to not do it. I just want to throw that out there, guys.
Hey, real talk, she got a banging ass body, my G. She do.
I saw her in Nashville. What?
Nashville. Are you talking about Cherry? Hold on. Man, I'm still not seeing shit on Facebook. Hold on.
You've been exposed.
I have not been exposed. So basically, you want to know why when you came to my job to see me and we talked or whatever, that when you was calling me, I wasn't answering the phone and everything like that, right or wrong?
Right.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here too. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Let me.
If you put in too much stalking, they gonna play you like straight stalking. That's why you don't call them. You let them call you.
Wait a minute. I got it.
I did what she told me. She said call her. I did what she told me. No, we supposed to went up to New York for her model suit and all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I took my days off work and everything, you know, ready for
what
us to go
mean
up
there. What do you mean you took your days off work?
When we supposed to went to New York so you can do your little model suit. You don't remember that? Don't recall that?
Yes, we talked about that, but it wasn't really etched in stone because I stopped talking to you.
Why you stopped talking to him, Chap?
You don't like him? I mean, keep it real. You didn't like him?
No,
I mean,
it was just, for me, I just didn't think it was going to work.
And why
and
not?
We felt this thing in the world long enough.
Why you think that? Oh, no, bro, she touched it and she was amazed. She touched
it
and she was amazed.
It wasn't that. I mean, it was nice, but I was just like, I just did not feel that it was going to work.
How you figure it out?
How did I figure it out?
Yeah.
It was like some circumstances that I really didn't take into consideration that I should have.
What kind of circumstances?
What kind of circumstances?
Yeah.
One, I probably wouldn't have been the best woman for him because, you know, I still be going through my phases. And I guess the age thing was a little on my mind because then I seen how my son was looking. So it's just like, you know what, I might need to sit this one out. Because my kids are not everything.
Yeah, I mean, you talking about be honest, yo. You should have been up like, yo, this what it is, what not. I mean, I'll be 27 tomorrow. I got my own bit. My family got their own business, Brad. So,
I understand what you're saying, sweetie.
I mean, it's straight. I have money. I have cars, and I got my own house. But I mean, I'm a grown man, just
excuse
like
me.
Any other
it's
man.
It's not even about the material things. Because I never came at you like that. So
listen.
Don't do that.
You a grown woman, I'm a grown man. Yo, man, I'm warming up. Be like, yo, this what it is. I'm not feeling you because my son, you know, he was looking at it like this. Okay, I can't get mad. I respect that. We still can be cool. But you just left like, nah, I ain't feeling this, nigga.
I didn't mean like nothing. I mean, I talked, and then the next day or so, we talked, and then it's like you hit me on some message and stuff like that, and I would hit you back periodically.
But you should have told that man, you know, the age thing was on your mind.
Carlos.
Oh, now I got to set the age up.
Carlos, be quiet.
You should have told that man that.
Carlos,
that's for real.
I think she owed him a date. Who the hell is that?
It's Ricky Bobby. You owed him at least a date.
Ricky Bobby. Until I investigate you, shut the fuck up. Until you're thoroughly investigated and somebody can co-sign for you, shut the fuck up. Thank you.
Hey, you still owe him a date. I don't care about the bitches that died in. Hey, you still owe him a fuck y'all, man.
Hey, that's crazy you talk to my dude like that, though.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to let that shit ride.
Anyway, she at least owe the dude a date.
Hey, you shouldn't believe a dude when she said that modeling shit. You should have been like, man.
Yo.
Nah, look, but, bro, check it out, bro.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get mad at her because at the time I was dancing for the Body Snatcher, so I couldn't even get mad at her.
Oh, shit.
Get mad about what?
For you modeling. Now, you doing your little thing. I can't get mad at you doing that. I'm doing my thing. So you remember when I said I used to dance?
Yeah. That was never a problem. That was never an issue.
I mean, me and my boy, we, you know, I'm just letting them know what it was. So, man, I couldn't get mad.
Okay, well, we appreciate you for sharing.
Oh, you ready to get me offline?
Hey, she got out of that one cold-blooded, didn't she?
She wasn't expecting that shit.
She got out of that one cold-bloodedly.
No,
it's all good. Yo, Ricky Bobby and my other boys on there, y'all be easy. I'm about to get up off here.
All right, boy.
All right, little bro. Happy birthday, bro.
Appreciate
it. Yeah, man.
Happy B-Day, right. Doc. Hey, man. Hey, you.
I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. But damn it, y'all just want to. Okay. Y'all want the truth or not? I don't fuck with nobody that wear bootleg motherfucking forces. I'm sorry.
You should have told him that online, Chop.
No, I can't. That's a little too cold hearted.
No,
man,
you gotta keep it real.
Damn, dude.
You gotta keep it real, baby.
Carlos.
That shit was funny. I'm
Yo.
Sorry.
Hey, Carlos.
What up, brother?
Hey, we going to motherfucking Columbus. I'm driving, man.
Who's gonna be in Fayetteville?
Hey Rick, I put my eggs in the batch. When I get on the road, I get on the road from now on out. Cause you know y'all don't. When I say I'm doing something, I'm doing it. That's how I get out, and I ain't gonna be at no last minute talking about I ain't.
You gonna hold us for
me
the rest of my life?
Right now, bro.
Wait a minute.
That's how we get out.
Hold on. Who is 360265? Y'all know that number?
I don't know. Here, put them on and holler at them.
Hold on. 360-265, you're on the air.
What's going on?
Nothing. Who is this?
This is Alfred out of Washington.
Oh, my goodness. What? Hey, Alfred.
Wow.
Alfred, you on BME with us? BBM?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh?
PME all day.
Alfred, go hard.
He PME?
Alfred, go hard.
I'm Ricky Bobby,
Alfred, go hard.
What's happening?
Wow.
You know, of course, you know Carlos.
Wow.
Alfred, say his name again.
What's that? Carlos Hodge. I want to play with Alfred right now. Alfred, say your name again.
It's Alfred.
Oh, okay. So, what's your definition of a good relationship, and have you ever been with?
Man, I don't know if there's a definition of a good relationship. I'll tell you what, man, I've been in plenty of them that I thought was good, but they all turn in a heartbeat, and they ain't real good. Until that day comes where you're about to die with that person, then you know you had a good relationship. But until then, you can't classify it as a good relationship.
Do you have
okay,
a definition
so have you...
of a good relationship? Like, what do you consider a good relationship?
Man, there is no good relationship.
There's no good relationship for you.
No.
I don't know about that.
I agree with Alfred. There's no such thing, man.
No.
There's no such thing.
There's good parts of a relationship, but there's never a good relationship. I mean,
no,
you look at all the people that
get
married.
There's never a perfect relationship. You can't have a good relationship. You can't have a perfect relationship. That's just my cherry sense.
Tell them, Alfred. A good relationship is we meet at the meet and greet. And we're going back to the room. That's a good relationship right there.
Now, that might
be
a good fuck, but that's not a good relationship.
That's Ricky Bobby's version.
You got to start a good relationship somewhere, right? Why not in the bedroom? That's where it all ends.
Right, that's it.
Okay.
Meet and greet. We meet at the meet and greet. Go back to the room. Get on that Jose Cuervo.
Exactly.
Wow.
Why puppy in the Bugatti, though?
Wow.
Hey, y'all
okay,
know Rick.
So,
hey, you gotta calm down, man. You too hyper, man.
Yeah, he do. Have you been whipped before, Alfred?
I never been whipped. I'm not gonna let somebody hold something above my head. Why? Why would I let myself get whipped?
Sometimes you can't help it. It's just a natural act.
It just
goes down like that. Man, that's basically, if you're whipped, you're putting that pussy on a pedestal. Who's going to put a pussy on a pedestal?
Okay, well, ask me something, Alfred.
Oh,
tell me this.
Lord.
You ain't never been in a relationship or been with somebody that you seen yourself doing things that you would never do with other women. And I don't mean, like, the physical. I'm talking about, like, accepting things that you wouldn't accept before.
Well, not really, because once I start changing myself and, you know, then I'm not myself anymore. You know, I am who I am, and if you ain't going to like me for what I am, I'm not going to change myself to please you.
Hmm. Okay.
Searching for that one person, you know?
Damn,
you're not
that sounded
your
real
time
personal
changing
right there. That sounds like some I'm going to speak from experience type shit.
No, that sounds like some Mike Jones kind of shit from Scandalous Hoes, because he has so much emphasis. Oh, I can't stand those Scandalous. Oh, you sound a little bit scarred there.
I've had some very scarred relationships, that's why.
Okay, like I said.
You want this, Cheyenne?
Wow.
Man, y'all off the chain, boy. That's all I'm going to say, y'all off the chain.
Wow.
You know, but that's how you know somebody done gone through some shit, when they get to explain this stuff and it's real emotional, like they brought that shit up from their gut.
I know, right? Men do that so well. I mean, they really be holding on to shit like, oh, like,
yeah, like
what
dude
is
just
that?
Did you? Like dude just did you?
Carlos?
Why I got to do all that?
He
Why
probably
should have
had that conversation offline.
I don't think dudes be holding on to stuff, man. I disagree with that, man.
I don't.
Right,
I mean,
dudes
don't
hold on to some stuff.
Because Carlos was the one. Carlos, you was my man. Carlos, my one. Like, hey, Rick, man, you just got to move on. That didn't work out for you, you can move on. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but dog, that's what it is.
What to do to sit and dwell on it?
If it ain't working, you got to step, because you ain't going to do nothing but make yourself unhappy.
Exactly.
And I ain't going to be unhappy for nobody.
I know,
nope.
But I
ain't
going to
be
it,
unhappy
though.
For nobody.
I ain't going to put the pussy up on a pedestal. But I ain't lie, boy. Y'all about to hear knocking on the door about 30.
Don't be coming in here like you know Pep.
Like, what's up?
Oh, no. I guess, Terry, women are way different from men. Say that women are emotional creatures.
And I have
creatures.
Been in the cookies, too.
I think men tend to be more emotional than we do at times. They just be angry about it, or they bitter.
Right.
Like, what's
your
Yeah, guys get emotional at times, but women are emotional all the time.
Hold on, yeah. I'm always saying that women are more emotional and we're the emotional creatures, but truth be told, who's emotional as hell, too?
Okay, this is
men, because me personally, I ain't emotional like that. I wouldn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
whatever.
No.
Hey, Chuck, you talk all that stuff like you're a straight killer. You know, you soft as cotton, and you know I know you, Chuck.
You know me, Carlos.
Hey, I just want to say
Carlos.
This, man. Hey, I think men and women both are emotional to a certain thing, to a certain extent. I think men have a better, they bury it, they just bury it quicker. We bury it and just overlook it.
I don't think guys bury it quicker. I think they try and hide it.
Right. Right,
and then a trigger will happen, and once that trigger comes out, then that motherfucker is off the train.
They try
to hide it. They don't want to show that emotional side. That's the difference.
Right.
If a woman is emotional, she's emotional, and she's probably most likely going to show her emotions depending on the situation or whatever it is that she's emotional about. Guys will get emotional about something and try to keep that shit buried in a bottle up in their gut, acting like it's not bothering them when it actually is.
No deal.
You know why?
Right.
I'm on fire.
That's so true what you said just now. Hey, I agree with that. I'm Ricky Bobby, and I approve that message.
Oh, my God, Ricky Bobby, go kill yourself. What the fuck?
Hey, Chuck, don't be talking to my dude like that.
Hey, my brother, man.
Don't talk to him like that.
This has nothing to do with you. This is between me and him. He is, like, really, ooh.
Because you be trying to go in on my people, though, and I don't
get
that.
Some of your people need it. Ricky Bobby says he needs a lot.
Ricky Bobby?
What?
And what you
Ricky Bobby? Hey, baby, you met Ricky Bobby, right? Hey, you met Ricky Bobby, right? You met the real Ricky Bobby, right?
Who are you talking to?
Both y'all met me? Y'all met me before, right?
I've met you.
No, Chuck ain't met you. Cherry met you.
I met you in Knoxville.
Right. Hey, so you know I'm the truth. I got to say no more.
Okay,
I say no more.
Tell me about him, Cherry, in your own words. Give me... 5 words to describe him.
Crazy, drunk, and that's all I got.
What he look like? Cute, ugly, mediocre. If we close our eyes and get fucked up, he'll be passable. I mean,
nah, he's not ugly.
Tell me in 5 words.
Huh?
What about me in 5 words?
You
know,
what
fine.
5 words.
Huh?
Which one me tell you, Carlos?
I want to tell me what you think about me in 5 words.
I think you cool as hell. I've been around you more than I have Ricky Bobby. So you're cool. You're funny. You're a clown. You're an ass. But I love you.
Hey, this is what we're about to do right now, y'all. Hey, I'm about to text my boy about it. And my boy about it about to get on the line.
Okay.
Y'all know about it, right?
I have only talked to him on Connected. I've never met him.
He was in the room.
Shit, I didn't know who he was. Damn it. You know how many Rough Riders there is? Fuck.
Hey, but tell her too. Tell her too. Tell her that I'm fine, first of all.
Who's that?
Tell her that I'm fine. It's Ricky Bobby. Tell her that I'm fine.
Talk. He's not ugly. He's cute. He's cute. He's cute.
All right.
Well, Ricky, if you was telling me to tell somebody that, I would say that too. Carlos, you know what? You can see a lot more. Keep talking with me. You can see a lot more.
We already seen it.
Nah, you can see a lot more.
What you want me
to say? I'm going to call y'all back. When I call y'all back, me and Body going to get on the line. So cue us in, all right?
All right, we got you. Now I can see more of you. What you want me to see?
Boy, Carlos, you know what? You're going to make me just go ahead and box you. Why don't we just go ahead and just fight and just get it over
with?
No, because
you don't really want to do that with me, because anybody that knows me know I fight kids, I fight women, I fight niggas, and I fight old people.
I fight fetuses and embryos, so what's good?
Hey, you know,
he will run from a knife,
Chuck.
Don't get it twisted.
Hey, Terry,
he will run from a knife.
I ain't told you this before, Terry, but I've been cut before, and I shot a mug just because he showed me a knife. I don't play with knives.
I do.
Carlos don't play with a lot of things.
I would shoot.
Is that
you
supposed
quick.
To be like a threat or something, Carlos? Am I supposed to be scared? I'm just asking.
You my sister. Why would I want to be scared?
Okay, well, we good.
I know you was just playing, but I mean, I'm just telling you, I don't mess with knives. I don't even play. And I almost got my thumb cut off last year from a guy playing with a knife. And if he wasn't as close as he was, I was gonna shoot him too.
Oh, okay. You probably should.
I don't play with knives at all.
Okay, I love knives myself personally.
I don't mess around, so I'd rather shoot you through my coat pocket.
There we go with the coat pocket shit again.
That's what I do. You never know it's coming. You just be popping off, and then when I get tired of you, pow. And that'll be that. And then I walk away.
Through the pocket, though.
I keep the weapon off, safety finger on the trigger, and I shoot through the coat pocket.
Okay, you might want to keep that on you all the time, man, because you ain't have it when you was in the room.
I can't really do all that. I'm a convicted felon. I got to keep it when I can. Yo.
Carlos, you know what? You are so special. You are short breath shorty special.
Hey, I'm a short breath shorty.
Short breath shorty.
That's what they call me. Look, my cousin just not getting ready. He knew we was leaving 8 hours ago.
Are you going to send me some money, Carlos, since you balling?
I guess I can do that for you.
What's the
money?
You know I got to buy PG a daggone Walmart car, but she killed me. She already told me that's the last deal that I go around and don't give her Walmart card.
Okay, well, I just want money to get to NY. I don't really care about Walmart too much.
Me neither, because I spend too much money when I go in there, so I stay out of there.
Cherry, are you going to be in Fayetteville on Halloween?
I don't think so. Nah, I don't think I'm going to be down there.
Man, damn.
I don't even know who is going to Fayetteville, because, see, it's 2 Halloween parties that weekend. One is in Ohio, and the other is in down in North Carolina. So I don't know who's going where. I know I'm probably not going to be at either one of them. I'm in a fucking recession, and ain't no joke about it.
I'm in
that.
A recession, too.
So you on that?
I'm in a recession.
But you just said you was balling, dog. Are you in a recession or are you balling? You can't be both.
A little bit of both. A little bit of both.
Ain't no little bit of both, nigga. Either you balling or you in a recession.
Sometimes I'm balling. Sometimes I'm in a recession.
Well, what the hell are you doing this weekend? Are you balling or are you recessing?
I'm going to try to ball.
Okay, well, before you get your ball on, can you send me about two bills so I can come up to New York? I need toll money and gas. You see what I drive.
A big-ass truck.
Irrelevant. Can I get two bills?
I'm just saying. It's in the mail. I'm in the snail.
That's bullshit. That means no. Whack ass.
Call me what you want to, Cherry. Just don't call me late for dinner.
I ain't going to call you for dinner at all. If I can't get two bills, nigga, you going to starve. Fuck
That's
what you heard.
Up.
I know.
You know I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. Baby D and all.
That's you, Baby D. It got quiet on the line. What happened?
That's because ain't nobody here. Your loudmouth boy, Ricky Bobby, gone.
He been
yeah.
texting me too.
Oh,
but
yeah, Ricky Bobby back. Okay.
Ever since your boy got off the phone, it's been kind of crazy. He kind of
Why
fucked
you
up
do him
the
like
room.
That though, Chop?
You know
he
sounded
like he was real hurt by that whole situation.
No, I mean, because we did have good conversations and stuff like that, and I should have, like, you know, said something, but I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, I'll be a woman and be shut up, Carlos. I'm being a woman now.
Oh, I
thought you were
going to
say something.
No, I'm sorry.
You know, I could have handled things differently or whatever, but me being the type of woman that I am,
you will blast somebody out in a minute. So don't even give me that story.
So
you will blast somebody out in a minute.
But I'm being good. I'm not blasting nobody. I'm not blasting.
She's turning
no.
over a new leaf. Didn't you hear her say that?
Man, ain't no way in the world she's turning over a new leaf.
I am turning over a new leaf.
Tomorrow she'll be telling me some stuff about, I'm going to blast this guy out. I can't say the words I want to say, but she'll be like, I'm going to blast this guy out, this and that, that and this. Watch next week if she tell herself she own that, so I don't even know why she playing like that.
No, actually, you know what, Carlos? I might do a special edition, or I might send out a blast on BlackBerry, so you'll see just how much of a real woman I am, how much of a new leaf I turned over. And I think I'm doing Tiny Chat after the show. I think I'm going to go to the studio and do a Tiny Chat.
Hold on, can I tell Cherry something real quick? You know your sister just texted me some crazy stuff. I'm like, huh, good. That does help, but Cherry does have a point. You need to stay focused and not be ghetto. Talking about
tea.
Your nephew. Yeah, you already know it.
She texted me that too. She said a big dick helps. It helps, but it don't do no justice if the shit ain't right.
Oh, yeah, because we learned that last week when I put somebody on blast. Girl, disappointment. I had to go ahead and throw his number out there. Oh, my God.
I've been in some situations where I'm like, you got all this and this is what you deliver? Come on, kid. Why did you call me again? Okay, well, let's
see. You should have put him where he was supposed to be at.
I did.
See,
I'm not fuck list. That's where I put him.
Ooh.
I'm just saying. That's where he
Carlos,
is.
I
where
hear
he
you
shall
have
remain.
A list like that, too.
You heard what?
Nothing. Carlos, we have some people on the air. 502-807.
That sounds like Louisville. That's about it. That's
okay,
about
well,
it.
Okay. We got Ricky Bobby on the
you
line.
You got me?
Conceited
Hello?
Ass.
You
yes,
got me?
Conceited. Yes, conceited.
What's up, ladies?
Oh, God.
Bobby on the line.
Just wasn't here 5 minutes ago, dog.
I know, right?
Hey, boy, it's your boy Ricky Bobby, baby.
Okay.
Ricky Terry, Bobby. You got BBM?
Yeah, I'm on BBM.
Okay, my PIN number is 310-DDS.
Hold on. You know, I got to unlock my shit. Hold on.
Hey, what's up? Hey, listen.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready now.
Okay,
310-DDS.
Are you ready yet, cuz?
D as in zebra?
No, D as in dog.
D-B-S.
Huh? Carlos.
Two D's, dog.
Hold
yeah,
on, let them
prank.
Get this stuff together.
Okay.
Hey, Carlos. What up,
Carlos? 3-0.
What was the last deal, man? They all loud and shit.
I know. If y'all do not shut up, I swear for everything before me, I'm a...
Hey,
I'm
listen,
trying to handle some business here.
I'm trying to handle some business here.
Whoa. Okay, I got
excuse
DDF.
Me. Okay, yeah, 310, dog, Frank.
Uh-huh.
3-0. Hey, listen.
Okay, I'm about to add you.
Hey, listen.
Okay.
Y'all ready?
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah,
man.
Carlos, what you think about Fayetteville? Because I want to show them who the real Ricky Bobby is. Oh, you want
to
go
you
to Columbus?
You can go down to Fayetteville. I'm going with my people in Columbus.
And
right,
then
well,
Carlos is coming to Fayetteville after or before because he said it. He came out his mouth and he said it.
Yeah, I will get down there for you. Because I'm tired of your mouth.
I'm tired of your mouth, Mom. What you want to do? Give me my words. You know, we get in the middle of the floor and box and then we can hug and make up and be chilling. I'll buy you a drink and you can buy me a drink and then we hit the road.
I got flying cats and hair out your head.
Sound like a plan, baby?
She should give her one.
Man, Carlos don't take my challenges. You know what I mean? Carlos goes the other way, you know? So... I don't put
no, they know me
up.
Better than that,
yo,
you can't
Carlos.
Tell them about that.
Hey, Carlos.
You cannot
Carlos.
Challenge Carlos, and you can't tell them that because they know me better than that. I'm against
hey,
the
Carlos.
Game, and that's me. What up, bro?
Hey, the girl who I think got pussy whipped, she about to come in the house right now, bro.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to put 502 on because Ricky Bobby is just making me sick.
Yeah, that's Ricky Bobby's partner. Put him on. Not more serious, though.
Rick,
no, he didn't. Oh, okay, 502-807, Ricky Bobby's partner. You're on the air.
What
happened? About it.
Oh, Lord.
What's up, man? This is Dottie from Louisville.
Hey,
what's
up
here, man?
Hey, boy, you got the
question. About it. Welcome to Chocolate City.
Let me step outside so I can talk.
But the topic is, what is your definition of a good woman in a good relationship, and have you ever been whipped in your life?
Oh,
wow.
Come on, I'm talking to a scorned man, though, dog. I don't know if you want to hear all this. I can go all night.
You're scorned?
No, I'm good.
Because, you know, you sound, you could be up there with Alfred, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Hey, but you know what I don't respect about you, Chop? You want to try to put my people on blast, but you ain't put that little nigga on blast when he about his face.
Hold on.
Peter,
I don't know about putting him on blast, but he said that he was scorned. Even Alfred said he was scorned a little bit. I'm not putting anybody on blast. I'm just putting what some people
say. Alfred said he ain't never. If he was scorned, that means he had to go through that situation. Alfred said he don't put himself in that predicament.
No, he did say he had some bad experiences.
Yeah, that was a joke. That was a joke.
Oh, that was a joke.
Yeah, I had bad times, but
well,
I'm about it.
Man, I'm trying to blast my people out. You don't want to put your little people out there like that.
I would have told him.
If I was you, I would have told him, bro, you got on them shoes that if it get hot enough, you're going to walk straight up out the bottom of them.
Carlos, who in the hell is 214?
214,
oh,
I don't know.
Shit.
That's one of my people because I know the number.
614, it's two people from 614.
Oh, that's Pusha. What's
your number?
Put all the 614s on.
Okay, but what do you need to answer first?
We go, I'll talk to answer. Let's put them on.
Bro, you come in here.
Definition of a good woman, you want that answer?
Bottle yeah. player. He ain't going for that stuff.
Honesty.
I'm telling you.
We got to have honesty.
Of course.
But can't nobody be honest?
Here's the truth of the matter.
People can.
Check this out. I know my boy Bottle been pussy whipped before.
Hey. And we know you
want
everybody
to be pussy whipped because you was. Come on now, Bobby. Oh, damn.
Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, Ricky Bobby. That's what
you say to Ricky.
Ricky, my man. Ricky, my man.
Please say to Ricky.
Push you on the line. 614. Put the 614s on. And I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to let y'all talk. But let my people in. Let them talk. They've been holding on the line, and they call.
No, they just got on the line,
because
I see everything
to
pop up.
Well, pop them on. Don't have my people waiting all day. They be texting me on the side, talking about they got me listening to y'all, telling me our whole conversation. Put my people on.
Hello, sir. What up, man?
What up, bro?
614-592, you're on the air.
What it do, family?
What's up, man?
Man, you niggas don't even know who this is, do you?
That's Puffy. I know who it is.
I'm your mama. I'm your daddy. I'm that nigga in the attic. I'm your pussy man.
Okay.
Think about what it is.
What's good with you niggas, man?
Hey, what's up about it, man?
Oh, man, I can't call it, you know. See what's up with you cats. How everybody feeling, though?
I'm feeling like tearing down Columbus in a little bit. That's what I'm feeling like.
It's about to go the fuck down. Y'all niggas already know that.
You know how I come pushing, so you know it ain't gonna be nothing less than what I always do.
Hey you on your way to the DX?
I'm on my way now. I'm finna leave in about 2 minutes.
I just wanna say one thing about Columbus. As soon as I get off of work, I'm going to scoop Carlos up. That's my word.
I probably
already be in Columbus because you liable to be like, hey, Carl, this is what happened. I can't have my daughter today. I ain't messing around.
Hey, Rick, should we show them how we do it with the four bottles of Goose again?
I don't put it past the niggas. You niggas came all the way down to Cleveland. You ain't excuse. We talking. Don't you hear grown man talking, damn it.
Why
y'all turn them down? I'm gonna turn them back on. Hey, baby, what's wrong?
Drawers run this conversation.
Oh, no,
not panties.
No.
She gonna put you on mute.
Come on, Brazilian.
I'm gonna do more than mute.
I'm trying to hear the answers. To the question.
Yeah.
Why you come up for y'all?
Because, what the fuck?
They still on the,
no,
they
we
still,
don't do
they,
that.
Man, they trying to learn
Carlos,
how to be a good woman.
No.
Stop, man.
Why you
no,
put my boy
Carlos,
out? Now, you get greasy with everybody on the line.
No,
you get
Carlos,
greasy all the
about,
time.
No, excuse
you
me,
get
Carlos.
Greasy, baby. You is greasy.
Excuse
you
me, Carlos. The subject
yes,
matter at hand was relationships and have you been whipped. All that other stuff, no. Y'all can talk about that whenever. But when he's calling, we're asking him because people are listening to this. So
okay.
I'm not getting greasy. I'm asking him a question, and he's going to sit there and say some fuck shit like that? No,
I didn't
on,
say
Carlos.
Today.
You
I'm just saying
hey,
get
listen.
Greasy sometime.
Hey.
I didn't
hey, listen,
today.
Everybody. Hey, listen, everybody. I got to go put him in the show right quick. So, hey, I hear
you.
Are
you whip? You whip?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, go put the show on.
Hey, I'm Ricky Bobby, though. Don't forget that, y'all.
Oh, all right, this is commercial.
All right, so hey, I'll let y'all in a little bit.
All right, man.
All right. Oh, look at that coat.
You said in the topics, have you ever been whipped?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, come on, man. Yeah.
I mean, some people say yes, some people say no.
I mean, the no's are the lies.
I told you in the beginning of the show. At one point in time, everybody had, I don't care what you say, and you say no or no, it's always been somebody that you didn't change your style for, like, I'm going to try it this way, or somebody that, you know, that you accept the stuff that you wouldn't normally accept.
But is that considered being whipped, though?
Yeah,
I mean,
it
really?
Is. Because, like, now I'm stuck in my ways. I can't do that no more.
Yeah, if you change your ways.
Why are you being whipped?
Because you adapt to them. You know what I'm saying?
No, not necessarily. Whipped is when you just normally can't. It's like my definition of whipped, maybe somebody's different from somebody else's, but it's just like you always want to just be with that person, and it's like they should just be so good that you just can't think straight. It's not like they got you doing crazy shit out of character. I mean, some people might, depends on how weak-minded they are. But for me, when I was with by my ex-husband, it's just like I always wanted it. Like, ooh, this is so fucking good to where, like, when we was together, that shit just had me gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, woo, damn, this is some good dick. But other than that, nah. I mean, I went through some bullshit because I loved him and we was married, and I went through more bullshit because my grandfather married us. But, like, other than that, it's just, it makes you feel a different kind of way when you're sexing versus just fucking somebody else. He's like, oh, yeah, I got mine. This is good. But it's like a high that you be on. Every time it's up being, you're like, oh, my God. Like, you just be floating. You can't never touch the ground.
But everybody should experience that. You know what I'm saying? It's been times where you didn't hit that, and you like, damn, I make sure I make it home on time after the club because I'm going to make sure she's up before she goes to sleep, because I want that. Everybody should experience that. Everybody should have been whipped at least one time in your life.
Some people say no, but me right now, hell no. Nah. That was a one-time deal. I'm
well, we do adapt. We do adapt.
Yeah, because I don't consider, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't consider what whoever was saying something about changing this and changing that. I don't really consider that being whipped. That's more of a compromise. If we're together, and I know this one thing that I keep doing is going to cause conflict between me and who I'm with, then I make the adjustment. I wouldn't consider that being whipped, at least not by my standards. I'm all about compromise if we're together.
But it's
a give and take thing. If I'm going to give a little, you got to give a little. It can't always be take, take, take. To me, dick whipped or pussy whipped or whatever is when somebody, whoever you're with, they're always taking and not giving, and you just keep allowing them to keep taking and taking and taking, whatever that may be that they're taking, and you just, you know, turn your head to it like you don't, like it's causing you a problem. You don't like it, but you deal with it. That's my idea of being whipped. But to change something because the person that you're with has a problem with it or vice versa, that seems more like a compromise to me. But that, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
You got a good point. You got a good point.
That's a good point, but that ain't really considered being whipped.
That's not being whipped, but that's what I think.
I think whipped and hand pecked is kind of like on the same level. Did I hang up on that?
No, you're here.
We're here.
Okay. Now, what I mean, like, when somebody whips it, it's sort of the same thing, but it's a little different. When you just being, like, not really bullied, but you bullied in a nice way. It's nice, but it ain't nice. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like somebody, like, you going to do this and that. Somebody's like, oh, you ain't going to do that? Okay, I got a trick for you. You ain't going to get that and did that. And then, oh, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. That's what I believe whoop is.
I guess that could be a version of it. Or the fact that, you know, you so stuck on the sex part that the other person treating you like crap openly, not just behind closed doors, but openly treating you like shit, and you just hang around because you enjoy the sex. That
shit right there is ridiculous. That's for the birds.
Yeah, but it happens. It's no different than I'm a female, yes, 100% all day, every day, but I have a man's mentality a lot. But the thing about it, that's no different than a female being with a dude simply because he got money. He can disrespect her, he can talk shit to her, but he got money, so she hangs around. Or she'll stay and she'll take the bullshit because he got money. There are females that do that, just like there's females and guys that allow the opposite, the other person that they're with to treat them like garbage because the dick or the pussy is good.
Mm-mm. Thought it was a bird at one point in time, but I did adapt. I was stuck, dog. I can't even lie on that one, dog. See what they got. Hey, but you adapt, though. That's what makes you stronger, though, dog.
You got to go through some things to get stronger. That's why
right.
I know everybody been in them predicaments before. Whether it was because of something they had or because of what they was doing to you, or maybe you just liked that person a whole lot and you felt like this and that, and you didn't want to be left that person at all. You know, no matter which way it is, everybody has been in that predicament at least once.
Yeah, try to make something out of nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And then after a while, a motherfucker can grow on you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, people get comfortable. They get comfortable and, you know, they don't want to have to leave this situation to try and start over in another situation, so they just hang around.
Comfortable can be real dangerous.
Oh, yeah. All day.
Carlos, your friend is on 614-622.
Put him on.
He's already on.
Damn, you just going to cut me off like that, though?
Of course. Are you ready to participate?
Oh, so you can't take a joke?
Are you ready to participate?
Cool.
I can take a lot.
You say what?
I can take a lot. What you give me?
Oh, okay. And what's your agenda of the story?
What is your definition of a good woman, a good relationship, and have you ever been with?
I mean, it depends on how you characterize what that person is. I mean, think about a lot of the shit that goes on in a lot of relationships nowadays. I mean, it's always somebody trying to outdo somebody or, you know, somebody doing, you know, some other shit like that. You know, it's never about compromising no more. Everybody always want to outdo one another. Why are you looking at me today?
Because you just passed the street.
You have a point there.
I mean, it's because it's like that nowadays. I mean, you have no, see, to me, like, the core value of a relationship is you have to have that trust, honesty, you know, and that compromise. I mean, people really don't know the difference between conversation and communication. If you don't have that, you know what I mean, then it's like pretty much what the fuck is the point of dealing with that relationship, you know what I mean?
That's exactly what I said.
And he said that earlier.
I mean, but think about it. Everybody, come on now, let's be for real. This 2010. Most of the niggas and most of the females thinking with their dicks and their pussies. Like me and my nigga Chop call a lot of these females out here, we call them $100,000 bitches because, in fact, they trying to live beyond their means. And, you know, they try to impress a nigga. Okay, you got your nails done. You know, you got your little nice little stilettos on. But then you go to the crib, they shit all fucked up and out of order. So, you know, it's always these females and these niggas trying to impress people for the wrong fucking reasons. Just be yourself.
Oh, yeah, like a motherfucker driving a BMW, but people don't realize he live with his mom or he living in his car going from house to house.
or a nigga riding around with a hell of a
Hey, don't be talking about that. Don't talk about that because I do that shit because we got a car lot.
Hold on, guys. I have 1 minute, so I would like to thank everybody that listened. Carlos, you already know how we do. After the end of the show, we still be on. So everybody that's on is on because my switchboard is going to close down after a minute. So I'd like to thank everybody that came on. Got put on blast a little bit, but I got that under control. And I didn't blast anybody for their whack skills. I actually gave somebody a compliment in the show earlier. Y'all missed that one. Next week we'll have some kind of banging topic. And the week after that, I'll be live with the Rough Riders. And we're going to have some raw, adult, uncut footage, you know.
Right.
I'm going to pick and choose the ones that I fuck up, so. So, thank everybody for joining us, and same bad time, same bad channel next week. So, guys, what were we saying?
All day, every day. That's what we were saying.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to Halloween because I got some treats for these tricks. Boy.
Well, who you got on the trick, though?
I'll be her trick.
Nah, man, I ain't nobody going to be her trick.
Let me go ahead and break it down to you. I am so excited to be around the Rough Riders because I'm going to get a bike ride. I haven't had a ride in 2 years. So I'm actually going to get a bike
ride. You haven't had a bike ride in 3 years? You haven't had a bike ride in 2 years and you call them tricks?
I didn't say y'all were tricks. Thank you very much. You know what? About it, whatever. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Let me wait, cuz.
That's how you took it. And if I don't get a ride from you, okay, because I say I'll be in Fayetteville with some other people that'll be nice to me. You're not even going to be there. You're not even going to be there.
Now I'm being Columbus, kicking it with
Pusha. So why are you even having this conversation with me? I might want to see you
in Columbus.
You want to see me? You can see me on my side.
You in Columbus.
Hey, Chuck, no star.
Columbus, Ohio? Wow.
Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, Ohio. That's where it's at.
OHT. That's my
where you're at.
This where it's at, Chuck.
That's where it's at, really?
It's Ohio, boys. It's where it's at.
If you say so.
I know so.
Yeah, Louisville,
but
Kentucky.
I ain't going to talk your head off, though. But we what is happening. I know I am. I can't really speak for everybody. I can speak for me. I know what I am.
And that is?
The truth and the motherfucking booth.
Oh, okay.
Terry.
Yes.
So, Action Maze, you know who I am.
Say what?
I said, don't act amazed, you know who I am.
And,
look at me.
Cherry, y'all here?
Yes.
Yeah.
What up? It's about it, man.
What's going on?
Chilling, though.
I spoke to you when you first got on. You was just straight on ignore mode, so I was like, okay. I'm going to let him go ahead and get his thing off.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Where are you from?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, okay. I've been to Kentucky a few times. That's like maybe 6-7 hours away from me.
Next time you come down, you need to kick it with me and Ricky Bobby, man. We act a fool.
Oh, no.
Man, I might have to choke Ricky Bobby.
You're going to have to choke her. I can guarantee it.
At least one time.
Get that nigga. Chop him right in his throat. Knock the paws in.
Why you be wanting to chop on my people's though?
Say what?
Carlos.
Why you be wanting to chop on my people's though? Want to chop on Ricky? Y'all know them my brothers. Tell them, who's a fucking genius on this phone? That's all
you
I want to know.
You a fucking genius, Carlos.
You's a fucking genius about it.
I don't know nothing about that, though.
Carlos, Eddie?
Yes, ma'am.
Why I don't have people's PIN numbers? I feel
like I mean,
I'm a, what?
Because you know you kind of like you miss popular. You like popular like me, so you know you got a 100,000 PIN. You just told me your BBM won't accept no more. How many of you here?
I've been deleting people. Oh, my God. Carlos, you know what? I had to redo my BBM the other day.
Yeah, you
said
it.
I had to do it like 3 times. Man, I lost all my groups, though. But guess what? I redid them. All them bitches is full and they popping. I got to do some more. I got to start some more. Man,
I got 1,000
groups that you sent me. I ain't seen you 1,000 groups. Carlos, you lying.
I'm looking at myself like group chocolate mommy, chocolate this, chocolate that. I'm like,
chocolate city, fucking community, and hustle.
I'm like, how many groups
I ain't seen you. I got 4. I had 7.
And then
but I'm so pulled up.
But people don't accept people. I'm like, damn, that's how they do.
Oh, damn.
I know.
Well, damn.
I can only speak
what
for me. You're in custody, right?
I'm gonna look at my other phone. I'm gonna tell you what I mean.
Yeah, because if you're in Chocolate City, oh my gosh, yo, the females is representing. I ain't never seen so much stuff up in there. Woo.
Oh, what'd you say? Oh yeah, Chocolate. Oh, I said join and sell. Damn.
I'm
in Chocolate City, FC.
God, give me a damn BlackBerry, Terry. You know that shit.
Yeah,
you. I'm in Chocolate City. I'm in Chocolate City, FC. Chocolate City, FC 2. And, oh, no, that one failed, too.
Man, your man is showing out. Ace, oh, my goodness, boy. He got all his business out there. I'm like, damn, you doing it like that?
You know, Ace a little creep. You know that, right? That's
creep.
My nigga. Not like I'm just saying like a little freaky freak. That's my nigga, but
I
he
see that.
Ace,
cause, man,
Ace a muff.
I woke up this morning and seen his ego posted in the group. And he put up another one. I'm like, okay, that's how we doing it? That's how we giving it up?
Mm-mm.
And he in Virginia, right?
Yeah.
That's you talking about Ace Boogie?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Now, these niggas have posted pictures of paint guns and everything in the, these niggas is going crazy.
They have been New York shooting each other with paint guns.
I left my motherfucking Cardi's at the house. Fuck.
Your what?
My Cartier, my glass.
Hey, Loso, you dressing up on Halloween, Doc?
Hell no, nah, man. I'm a player.
I think you're joining, Doc. I think I'm going in. What'd you say?
Carlos, I need to dress up for Halloween. He got a natural physique look to him.
I'm going to have some in a motherfucker. I don't know what you're talking about.
I say. I'm a handsome motherfucker. Look, Ma, no hands. Look, Ma, no hands. Be quiet, girl.
Fucking genius.
They don't know about me yet. They don't know about the kid.
Hey, I'm going hard in Columbus, dog.
I'm the truth in the motherfucking booth.
And yet, you won't send me two bills. I don't understand.
Boy, I work hard hitting the block getting this money.
That's your personal business. I just asked for two bills. How you got it is irrelevant. Once I get it, it don't matter.
Jerry, don't stab nobody today.
Jerry, don't stab nobody.
That's how you going to go on me? What, you gonna blast me out like that? Just all loud and shit? You couldn't send me a message?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I ain't gonna stab nobody, man.
Nah, you missed her at the park when we pulled up at the park. Popo was out there, right? He was like, let me see that knife. She's like, I don't let nobody touch this knife. He said, I was gonna let you play with this and pull the shit back. He had that motherfucking gap right there. She said, let me get it. Try to drag him down to get his gun.
Carlos.
What?
You know what, dog? This why you and I can't rob a motherfucking bank, nigga. You hot as shit. Shut the fuck up. The fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, guess what? Sherry, I posted that picture up when the police cuffed me up, too.
That shit was funny.
Where the hell was y'all at?
In the park.
Where y'all at?
You was there?
We was in Knoxville.
Oh,
he was there.
Was
at the cookout.
Was that
hey, yo, my
I can't believe this.
Out.
You know
that's
what?
Bullshit.
My cousin, he's finna be on Ricky Bobby status. I'm about to start just going by myself everywhere I go, man, because I'll be ready to dip.
Hey, man, I'm with you, dog. Come on now. You're not in time. It's none of the party.
I ain't missing nothing, man. I'll be trying to go.
Hey, Carlos, you see my chapter try to pimp me out, though?
What they do?
Oh, if you ain't see it, I ain't telling. Never mind nothing.
Come on, Charles.
Let me call my baby T on the phone.
T wasn't there.
Oh.
Where was she?
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Hey, Boogie told me to tell you, LOL, tell her pee on me, get it in, LOL.
They get it in. Ace Boogie or L Boogie?
Ace Boogie.
I mean, because I'm confused, okay, because I have Ace Boogie on BBM, right? But then I have another Ace Boogie on Facebook, and they look totally different. He's up top.
It's a couple of Ace Boogies and Rough Riders.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you told me.
Yeah, we got one in Kentucky.
Damn. Okay, now, why I can't find one down here in Greensboro? Somebody's supposed to be looking that up. I don't understand. Why is that so hard?
Look, that's not.
I don't know why Carlos don't want to do it.
My Carlos don't want to do what, baby?
I'm still waiting for a Greensboro Rough Rider.
I'll hook you up. See, them
that'll
be a 2 weeks ago.
Them lions down in Charlotte, they be acting like lions. I'm about to kick some of them dudes out of my clique if they don't start getting it in like they're supposed to.
Well,
hey, where you going to be to come and shut it down there, boy?
Huh? You know what?
Oh,
you know what
oh,
I do? When I come to a motherfucking city, I break it all the way down. Everywhere
boy,
I go.
Boy, did she ever.
What's up, baby? You sleepy?
Oh, my God, man.
You want to lay down? Go get your pajamas on.
Come on, man. We already, you know, later get sleepy, I get.
Oh, girl, she gonna have a nice pool for you.
how long was y'all on the radio?
8 to 10. Hey, this one I don't understand right here. We've been 6-7 hours ago. You supposed to be and get your stuff ready. Nah, you're supposed to have your stuff ready.
She only feel like she's because she done did it like 3 times.
I told you, I was on your time. I said, come on.
Man, that shit smell like hot mustard here.
Yep, go ahead and put it on, baby.
Oh, wait a minute.
You got skills, bro. Hey, I'm about to hang up, y'all, because I'm getting on the road and I'm listening to music.
Yeah,
all right, chat with y'all later.
On the road.
Hey, tell her cousin, hey, say what's up, man. He's supposed to be fucking
what?
With us in Louisville.
Who?
I said, tell your little cousin, say what's up, man. He's supposed to be down here fucking with us now.
He right here with me now. That's who I'm with.
Hey, just tell that nigga say what's up.
What up?
Hold on.
What up?
Hey, what up, nigga? This about it, nigga.
Yeah, I'm on my way. I'm sorry, I'm falling tired. Wow.
Hey, boy, I thought you was gonna hit me when you were coming down to the city, man.
I ain't come down to the loop. I ain't come. Remember, you
okay.
That one weekend I was charged to go. You had to go somewhere. And, you know, I ain't been nowhere since. Yeah, I ain't been nowhere since. That shoot, right up and down, I was gonna hit you for sure. I ain't gonna come down there and not hit you.
All right, man, make sure you hit me, dog. You know we're going to fuck you up with the liquor, boy.
Hey,
me and Ricky get it easy.
You go back there. Oh, man, you ain't going?
Nah, man, I can't
what
make it, dog. I'm chilling with the little baby today. Chilling with my daughter.
Right. Okay.
Catch y'all in Columbus, though, dog.
Oh, the next one, Columbus?
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah, that's right around the corner.
Yeah, 29th.
Right, yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be at the club.
But if you can't come down on the 23rd, it's Ricky Bobby's birthday. They're giving out the Crockett Club Award. Hey, dog, we're killing it.
Where? Down there where you at?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 23rd.
Just hit me up, man. Get on that road, boy.
Okay. Yeah, we're getting on the road. All right, we're going to
y'all be safe, man.
His son, the doctor, his nephew got his hair. He just said something like, bitch, who the fuck are you talking about?
Who the fuck
Cherry,
it's on this guy.
11 to 12.
All right,
I'm going to
get at y'all.
All right, man.
Love.
Cherry.
Huh?
What the hell you been doing?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. You ain't been out of town?
Not really. Not since Knoxville. I mean, I went to Baltimore when they had their thing. I was supposed to go to the Bronx this weekend, but don't look like I'm going to make that trip.
Hmm. How's Baltimore?
Baltimore was cool. I had fun.
We just came from Augusta.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Me and Ricky clowned so bad. We went in there with wrestling belts on, dog.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Everybody's like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, nigga.
We gonna pray for Ricky Bobby. He need Jesus.
It ain't going to work.
Well, he, I'm going to need him to lay off the liquor.
Oh, nah. Nah, we had, that weekend we had 4 bottles of Grey Goose, a bottle of Jose Cuervo, and a bottle of gin, Seagram's gin.
I'd have been with you on the Goose, but I can't mess with no Jose Cuervo.
Ah, that shit fucked us up.
I can't drink tequila.
You can't drink tequila?
No, it makes me sick. I don't like it.
Ah, okay. You gonna go to Columbus?
I don't know where I'm going.
Come on, dog. Come on, man. Go ahead and make it.
Look, this is a recession, damn it. Somebody sponsoring my trip. I go everywhere. But if it's coming out of my pocket, somebody gonna be real short.
Where you
probably not gonna make it.
Where you
I can't even get Carlos to send me 2 bills so I can go to New York. He's a petty motherfucker.
Oh, it's 10:15.
Where you live at? What city you live in?
I'm in Maryland.
It's 10:16.
Hey.
Are you going to Puerto Rico?
Nah, man, I'm not making it, man.
Why?
Can you keep a secret? I'm about to start in the service. I'm about to start in the military.
Why do you want to keep that a secret?
Because I don't want everybody to know, man.
Well, I ain't going to tell nobody. But
my business.
I ain't going to tell nobody.
But, yeah, I'm going to start the military, and it's going to be around that time.
Come on, man. You can't start the military after Puerto Rico?
Nah, I got a mission for it.
Okay.
I fucked my money up.
Oh, I can dig it. At least you had some money to fuck up. I ain't even got nothing to screw up. Be real. I'm just saying. Oh,
Chocolate, man. What's going down there, man? What's going on, dog? Jeannie, you're not here no more.
So how are we still on?
I don't know. Chocolate.
This is creepy. If she gone, how are we still talking?
I don't know, though. You're probably
going to have to hit me on BBM. I'm about to get off of here. There's some old other stuff.
Take my number down. You got my number?
Uh-uh. Let me get it. Hold on. I got to unlock my shit. Well, you got something to write with? Take mine down.
Hold on. Yep. Okay, what's your number?
202-230-2950. Text me so
okay.
I can put it in my phone. And put your chapter on there, too, because, I forgot that.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye, babe.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, what Mickey?